The students in Sam Thompson's leadership class were trained while attending Ecker Hill Middle School. The program is called Gen Yes, but Thompson's not sure the name of it really says what they're about.
But yeah, they essentially in sixth grade apply to be what's called a Gen Yes or student tech leader at Ecker Hill. And then once they're selected, you know, they spend seventh grade learning the process. Anytime they're assigned a project, they have to fill out the project, you know, from the beginning to the end. You know, they have to describe what it is. Then they come back, and when they're finished, and reflect on any problems they had, and then they close it, and then the teacher signs off on it. So it's kind of a project management, you know, type of system. So they learn that at Ecker Hill. And then when they get to me, we just continue to build on what they did at Ecker, specifically things that, you know, our treasure needs that teachers have here or the school has.
They were learning about research on the effects social media usage has on the developing teenager. Eighth grade tech student Carly says the experiment was inspired by a unit they were doing on smartphones.
And we had read an article from The Atlantic, and we had to write a reflection on if we agreed with the premise of the article, which was kind of like smartphones are stealing our generation's lives. And then after that, we watched a bunch of 60-minute clips with Anderson Cooper from CNN doing all these different studies about phones and going to places where they study the effect it has on your brain. And so Mr. T said he had a challenge for us, and that led us to what we're doing now.
Carly says she hasn't missed the interruptions caused by her phone apps.
Actually, I even deleted Snapchat off my phone to keep it from annoying me. Too many notifications. Like throughout a day, probably 40 to 60. I think I'll re-download it, but I won't use it as much as I previously did.
The media-free week meant giving up games, and eighth grader Luke was surprised to discover how hard it was to remember to keep his phone near when he wasn't using media for entertainment.
While doing this challenge, I've found out that while I don't play games during this week, it really kind of, it hurt me in a way because I lose my phone a lot more because I'm less attached to it. And so being able to play those games allows me to have a reason to keep it by my side.
Luke says giving up his device made him feel isolated.
Since society is so wrapped up in phones, usually if you're at a friend's house or on the bus or something like that, everyone's on their phone. And if you aren't on your phone, then you feel kind of like separated or not involved.
Luke says some games are great for encouraging conversation and teamwork.
Now, I also know that on the bus, me and my friends always play like games like Clash Royale and games like that we play together, so that we can converse and work together as a team. And so that's really fun. And I know that almost everyone in our schools that does that kind of stuff, and that it's really uncommon to find someone who just reads articles and stuff like that on their phone. I mean, people do it, but it's pretty rare.
Thompson is looking into the idea of extending the challenge to the rest of the school.
This little micro experiment has proven to be pretty interesting. Just the kids' reflections that I've been reading, you know, in the couple of reflections they've written, is they're very self-aware of the impact it has on them and the positive things that they've seen by kind of wheeling back on it in the period of time that we've been doing it.
Sam Thompson is the technology instructional coach at Treasure Mountain Junior High School. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.